another story. This will be, are you ready? Right. This is Waves of Love, Part 4, Kartik, November 2nd, 2014, Sridham Radhakund. And this is a new story. This is our third story in this third wave, in the wave of love, in the Prema Taranga Leelas, the Prema Taranga Leelas of Gauranga and Jagannanda. And we hope we can catch this wave. At least we have a few opportunities. We have four waves. We've heard two, and we have two more waves. And we're hoping that we can catch one of these waves. And that wave will carry us to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. If one attains the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, then he can attain the eternal service of Radha and Krishna, Yugal. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Without the mercy of Nittai and Guru, one can never attain Gaur. The proof is Das Goswami, and we heard that story already. Raghunath cuts the chains. He got the mercy of Guru and Nittai. He got the mercy of Guru in his home, his Kula Guru, his Diksha Guru, Yadunandan. He gave him the mercy and he escaped his mother and father. Then he went to Panihati and he met Nittai and all the Vaishnavas and he served them with the Chiradadi, Chip Rice Festival on the banks of the Ganga. Then he had one mercy, in one pocket he had the mercy of Guru. Now in the other pocket he had the mercy of Nittai. Nittai Kripa. Nittai Kripa Bine Bai. Radha Krishna, paite nai. Paite, you'll not get. Bina, without. Nitai kripa vine bai, Radha Krishna, paite nai. So how do you, so okay, oh, I get nitai, then I don't need Gaur. No, nitai will send you to Gaur. Raghunath Das, Das Goswami, got mercy of Guru. Guru took him to nitai, that kripa took him to nitai. Nitai kripa took him to Gauranga, took him to Puri, where Gauranga was. Then he got Gauranga's association for 16 years and the teachings by Lalita Sakhi. So when Lalita Sakhi teaches you and you have the mercy of Gauranga, Lalita Sakhi is Srup Damodar, then surely you attain Vrindavan and surely you attain the service of the lotus feet of Rupa Manjari and surely you will attain the service of Sri Radhika in the groves of Vrindavan. Braja Keli Kunjas. And that's what happened with Das Goswami. That's his progression. He was in Puri, then he got the mercy of Gauranga, and then Gauranga put him under the care of Lalita, Srup Damodar, and he was trained. Then he gave him a Govardhan, Lord Chaitanya gave him a Govardhan Shila to further deepen his bhava for Vrindavan and get the mercy of Haridas Varya. By the mercy of Haridas Varya, Govardhan or Giraj, one can live in Vrindavan, and then one can become a true and pure Shuddha Vaishnava. When one is a true and pure Shuddha Vaishnava, then one gets Rasik Sangha. He gets the association of very high-class liberated devotees like Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, which happened to Raghunath Das. And they met him and stopped his suicide attempt at Govardhan. And they brought him to the place revealed personally by Lord Chaitanya in 1514. Sanatan and Rupa came here in 1510. They couldn't find Radhakund. They found everything else but Radhakund. Lord Chaitanya came 4 years later and he discovered Radhakund. So they took him here. This is the place you're with Mahabhu and Puri. Here. Mahabhu wants you to stay here now. Stay in Shamakund. So now he got the association of Raghunath, Rupa and Sanatan. And they trained him in all the nuances of Manjari Bhava Sadhana and all the Manjari Bhavas. And this is his perfection, his sojourn. All about Kripa. Guru Kripa, Nittai Kripa, Gaur Kripa. Then Parishad Kripa, then Gaur Sangha Kripa, the Kripa of Gaur's associates, then from Puri to Vrindavan, then Rupa, and then Sanatan, the Sambandha Acharya Sanatan, the Abhideya Acharya Rupa, and then he became perfect in his bhajan and distributed the conclusion, which is love of God and his teachings about Manjari Bhava's bhajan. So this is a story of Raghunath Das in his sadhaka roop, showing the utter necessity and absolute power of continual installments of kripa, mercy. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahaye Krishna Dasa. Is that all right? You like that progression? That's the way it works. So we will have to go in a similar way. We will also come under the mercy of Guru, and by His grace, if we please Him, we'll get the mercy of Nittai. Then when we get the mercy of Nittai, we'll become free from sense gratification. Sri Vrindavan Dham Vishaya Chariya Kabe Shudahabe Man Kabe Hama Herubho Sri Vrindavan Dham. So Nittai gives the power, the mercy, to Vishaya Chariya, Vishaya Tyag, to renounce and give up all sense gratification, gross and subtle. Then the mind becomes Shud, Shuddha Habemana. When will my mind become Shud? Become pure, calm, crowed, low, moha, matsarya, mada, subchurdye. Total saf, safo jaga. Total cheto darbana marjanam. Shanti man, Shud man, Bhava man, Bhakti man. The mind will become so saturated with pure devotion and sentiments for seva and tender loving feelings for Sri Hari, Guru, and Vaishnava. Now be exhibited in one's speech, behavior, actions, realizations, and teachings. So this is the mercy of the Lord. So that's when we go, we beg for mercy, and mercy is teachings. Story number 3, part 4, the waves of love. Prima Taranga. Antilila chapter 13. And this is the bed of love. Krishna vichede jatartya shine chapi manasatanu dadat. Oh, this is Sanskrit. Krishna vichede jatartya shine chapi manastanu dadate fulatam bhaver yasyatam goramashraye. It is a standard in Chaitanya Charitamrita when Kavi, Krishna's Kaviraj, begins a new chapter, he gives a Mangalacharan, but before the Mangalacharan, he writes one Sanskrit shloka, or shloka, we say in Hindi. One Sanskrit shloka. And that Sanskrit shloka is a sutra to summarize, you can call it the Paribhasa Sutra. Paribhasa Sutra, Paribhasa. Bhasha means language, communication, meaning from all sides. The essential teaching is essential language, Paribhasha Sutra. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is one Paribhasha Sutra, Paribhasha Sutra. First Canto, Chapter 3, Verse 28. Hete chamsha kalapumsham, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam, Indrari Vyakulam Mole, Mridyanti Yuge Yuge. And this verse Vyasamuni is considered by Acharyas to be the Paribhasha Sutra. So much Bhasha. Bhasha means language, words, communication. There's 18,000 shlokas in Gita. 18,000, Atara Hazar shlok, Bhagavad Gita me. But this one shlok, all the other shlokas hinge on this, they revolve about this, they're expansions of this. This one verse. First Canto, Chapter 3, Verse 28. Ette chamsha kalapamsha. This comes after Vyasamuni Shukadeva is describing all the 28 avatars, all the different forms, and lila avatars, etc. of the Lord. Then he says, actually, all these avatars, this is a conclusion after all these verses, verse 1 through 27, is all about the different avatars of the Lord. Lila avatars, guna avatars, purusha avatars, etc. Then he says, Hete chamsha, amsha kalapamsham. These are kala amsha. All of these Vishnu avatars, Nishringa and Ram, they're all amshas. Of whom? Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. Swayam. He, personally, Swayam, Swa, personally from his own form. He is a Swayam Bhagavan. He's not, there's Bhagavan Ram, Bhagavan Nishringa, Bhagavan Vaman, Bhagavan Korma, Bhagavan Matsya, Bhagavan Buddha, so many Bhagavans are there. Keshavadrita, Dasavita. There's all these avatars, right? Narhari, etc. So this is the Paribhasha. So beginning of each chapter, there's a Paribhasha Sutra, which summarizes the meaning of the chapter. And the verse we read, and this is it. So this is an example. It's in Sanskrit. The rest of the chapter is in Bengali. He says, "Let me take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Gaurachandra. His mind became exhausted and his body became very thin from the pain of separation from Krishna. But when he felt ecstatic love for the Lord, he again became fully developed." Gauramashraya. Actually says, "Yasyatam, let me take shelter of Gaur." Gaur, Gaur. Gaurangi, Radha, Gaurangi, Gauranga. Krishna Vichaid, Jatartya, Jata, Artya. Separation from Krishna, Krishna Vichaid, produced so much pain that his body and mind became completely exhausted, fatigued and worn out. But then when he entered deeply into remembrance of the Lord and became overcome by bhav, ecstatic emotions, mahabhav, then dadate fulatam, then that he assumed a blossoming state. He was in intense separation in one moment. Then the next moment, Lord Chaitanya, he was just completely closed like a flower closes at night. He is completely closed, contracted, and totally devastated in separation from Krishna, so much so that his arms went inside his body, his legs went inside his body, his head went inside his body, and he exhibited a form in front of the Talinga gate in Jagannath Puri one dark night. He exhibited a form of Korma Chaitanya, as described in the saying. This is Antilila, Gambir Lila, Gambir, very deep, very rahasya, very confidential. The deepest part of Lord Chaitanya's heart. Now Krishna in Radha Bhav, Krishna to experience the Radha Mahima, the glories of Radha Pranaya Mahima. What are the glories of Radharani's Pranaya and her Rag and Anurag and Bhav and Mahabhav? So Lord Chaitanya is entering deep into the dark inner recesses of Radharani's heart. It's called Riddhi Gambhir. Riddhi Gambhir. Gambhir means deep, dark, inaccessible, secret, private area. That's why he stayed in a place called Gambhir. Gambhir means a dark room, a dark place, and deep, confidential, private, esoteric Shringhar Rati Leelas of Radha and Krishna. In Viraha and in Sambhog. In Viyog and Sambhog. Viyog and Yog. So that's why, and then when he would feel the presence of the Lord, then his body would extend, his joints would extend 8 inches, and he would become so elongated by experiencing direct Sambhog with the Lord, and his body would expand and expand as a flower closes at night in separation from the sun. That's why it says, Dadate fulatam bhaver. First it says, Jatartya shine manastanu. Shine means his body, everything became contracted like a flower when it's feeling separation from the sun, it closes at night, the lotus flower. So lotus flower Mahaprabhu's heart in separation from Krishna. Radharani separated from Krishna, just closed. But then remembering Krishna, experiencing his presence and seeing him in the temple in the morning or dancing before, and then his heart would blossom, fulatam, fully blossomed heart in the morning when the sun rises. Another name for the sun is Padma Bandhu. Padma Bandhu. Padma means lotus flower. Bandhu means friend. The sun has many names. Divakar, Surya, Konark, Aditya, Padma Bandhu, Mitra. These are all names for Surya, the planet, the sun planet. He's called Padma Bandhu because he's a friend. He's a lover of the lotus. So the sunrise in the heart of Mahaprabhu, or the sunrise in the heart of Radharani, is the golden face. I mean, it's the golden, is the appearance of Krishna in her heart. So when Mahaprabhu has a spurti of Krishna, then he blossoms. So that's what's being said in this verse. So in this chapter, we will see this contraction and blossoming of the heart of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. So tomorrow we'll discuss this story.